Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Thanks for joining me this morning. One of my friends in the building that has been in radio for a long time, and I, Ken Clark, we were talking last week and just sharing, well, he was sharing some of his wisdom with me, and we talked about, I always say to him, you know, sometimes I get tangled up in my words, and I think it's because I'm thinking faster than I can speak, and so I try to keep up with my brain, and subsequently, I usually I botch something up. So I've been trying to speak more slowly, just so that not only I can catch up with my brain, but perhaps you can follow along with me a little bit better. So thanks for hanging in there with me. I am delighted to have with me as my guest this morning, Republican candidate for Attorney General, Eric Toney. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Meg. Good morning.
Well, and we were chatting so much off air, I almost lost track of going on air with you. And we had a nice, pleasant conversation about my previous morning routine, and I don't know if I said this specifically to you, but my first thing that I did every morning when I woke up was I went and exercised. So I went running, and I did it because I knew that I would have no motivation or self-discipline to do it later in the day. So, but now, obviously, the tables have turned, and I can't, I'm not going to be getting up any earlier than I already do, but you shared with me, because you are disciplined, that you are not a morning runner, but you tend to run later in the day, which just shows me how much more dedicated you are to, staying in shape than I am.
Well, I certainly haven't found much time for that over the last year or so, but it's something that I enjoy doing, and it really helps you clear your mind, and getting outside is just a wonderful thing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And in light of we're on the cusp, well, I won't say it. I don't want to jinx us, because we're having a very nice summer-like fall, and
yes.
I'm all for more of that. So, but any day
Amen.
Now, we'll see a little bit chillier temperatures, and we'll perhaps look back and say, darn it, if only I'd spent a little bit more time outdoors. So we got to take it while we can. But, I am delighted that you very last minute were able to join me on the show this morning. Thank you so much for making time out of your busy campaign schedule. But I know that you have a special event later on this morning, where you're going to announce some endorsements. Let's talk about that.
Well, we're going to be talking about the failure of our current attorney general. And I think, Meg, you and I have talked about the historic violence in some parts of our state, the drug epidemic with fentanyl and methamphetamine that is destroying our communities. And one of the sad realities is our attorney general has defunded the police, our DCI agents at our Department of Justice, by about 18%, leaving positions unfilled. And it was a major story when the mayor of Milwaukee was proposing cutting his police officers by 1%, and our attorney general has left them unfilled at the rate of about 18%, with only 88 out of 113 of those positions unfilled. And we finally had some media ask the attorney general about this on Sunday, and he didn't even refute it and tried to dance and wiggle his way around it without actually apparently saying, you know, how many of those positions were unfilled. So what we're going to be calling on him to do and have done is release the vacancy reports where they have this information and show the public, show Wisconsin how many of these DCI positions that he's left unfilled. And to give the listeners maybe a little better idea, DCI is the Division of Criminal Investigation at our Department of Justice. And those special agents handle some of the most complex cases in Wisconsin. It can be sexual assaults, internet crimes against children, arson, homicide, drug deaths, conspiracies, officer-involved death, public integrity, sometimes even election-related issues. And that doesn't even get into the Department of Justice Criminal Litigation Unit prosecutors that our attorney general has also left vacant. At one point, there were probably about 20 to 30% of those prosecutor positions at our Department of Justice that were left vacant. And this isn't as if they were just, you know, couldn't find people to take these jobs. It appears they weren't even trying to recruit or hire anyone for these positions during a period of unprecedented violence and drugs. And we're going to be talking about that with a number of our local sheriffs in Brown County this morning.
Well, and speaking of that, I know that, speaking of the Department of Criminal Investigations, I see that Tina Virgil, who is the DCI director, she actually was essentially, I don't want to say she's the whistleblower, but she revealed the that the DCI is down agents. And I mean, how does, if you would, just talk a little bit about how that affects the Wisconsin citizen when we don't have as many agents staffed in these positions.
Well, it puts a strain on local law enforcement. And, you know, we have some small police agencies out there that if they have a homicide or a complex drug investigation, maybe even an overdose death, some agencies don't have investigators, and that might fall to the patrol units or maybe the supervisors to take on those complex cases. And what they may do is call the Department of Justice and ask if they can assign one of those DCI special agents to it. Well, if there are less agents, that makes it more difficult for our local agencies to get that help, which generally means that call then goes to some of the bigger agencies, which in most counties would be a sheriff's office, and in Marathon County, that might be Wausau Police Department. And that puts an added strain on those agencies. And as we see historic violence and drug deaths, they're already having their resources taxed, not to mention the other crime that's associated with that, whether it's vehicle thefts in some areas, the property crime, the burglaries, where people don't always think about that as being serious crime. But if you imagine someone comes into your home, whether you're home or not, that can steal your sense of security that you can't simply get back with a conviction. Some people have to buy security cameras or even try to move. And we know not everybody can afford to sell their house and move, or maybe get a new apartment, especially as we see mortgage rates climbing. That makes it more difficult for people to be able to move from one house to another. And so these are real world issues that affect people in Wisconsin, but also our law enforcement agencies, not to mention the challenge to prosecutors and DAs. Sometimes a district attorney or their office might have a what we would call a conflict or a perception of a conflict, where it might just be best that that case be handled by another prosecutor. And the Department of Justice had often been one of those agencies that we could look to for those types of cases. And the reduction in prosecutors has made it more difficult for some DAs in our state to get that type of help, which has put a further strain on our district attorneys and assistant DAs across Wisconsin to take on those type of conflict cases with rising caseloads that we're seeing across much of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. The Wisconsin's top cop, so to speak, that Josh Call, it appears that it's dereliction of duty if he's unwilling to adequately staff the departments in order to protect Wisconsin citizens, to give us a peace of mind that we are even indeed safe in our own homes. So let's talk about, you know, I've asked this of other candidates, and it kind of occurred to me, hey, you know, there's a lot of changes that are on the horizon. When you get elected, when we have a Republican as our state attorney general, what would you see as the priorities for you in the first 100 days that you're in office?
Well, number one, we're going to look at how and as quickly as possible filling every single one of these vacant DCI and prosecutor positions to make sure we get those resources out to the public, and also ironing out the mess that Josh Call has created at our crime labs, where he's actually taking longer to test most categories of items, but despite taking in less items and testing thousands of less items, which has a direct impact on public safety here in Wisconsin. And so we're going to have to look at how those resources are allocated and making sure we have a focus on that, but also making sure that we're working with our business community and our farmers, and making sure that, you know, we see businesses or farmers that may have some type of law violation or a regulation, that we can work with them for remediation, because it's often an accident or a mistake, and they're willing to take responsibility for that. And unnecessary litigation is unhelpful and is a waste of resources when we can get to that result of protecting our environment while also making sure that our farm community and our businesses can thrive in Wisconsin, because we're seeing at times millions of dollars where farmers, sometimes businesses, are concerned about investing in Wisconsin because they don't trust the regulatory environment. And if you can't trust that someone's going to enforce the rule of law, not their personal political preferences, it makes it hard for people to invest in Wisconsin without fear that that law may get changed by the personal opinions of our attorney general. And we see that he's made statement after statement where he says he won't enforce the law at times when he disagrees with it. And a sad reality, Meg, that our attorney general has called me a radical and an extremist because I say I will enforce the rule of law and leave the lawmaking to our legislature where it belongs. And so when I'm elected attorney general with the help of your listeners, we are going to stand with our law enforcement, prosecute crime, and enforce the rule of law, not just when we agree with it. And that is, it's a sad state of affairs with the toxic rhetoric of our attorney general and some on the left that call that extreme and radical.
So I'm speaking today with Eric Toney, who's the DA of Fond du Lac County. Wow, that was easy for me to say. It's got to be frustrating for you when you see these stories. I'm not sure if you've been following the series with Wisconsin right now and Evers Parole Commission releasing these, discretionary releasing of these, some of the most violent criminals in our state's history. And I would imagine as a prosecutor, obviously when you're when you're going before a judge, you're looking to ensure that those that commit the crimes are punished for them and are punished accordingly. And I would imagine it's got to be tough to see some of these criminals being released into our communities after so much time.
Well, it makes me sick to my stomach, to put it mildly, where I've sat across from victims' families after securing homicide convictions, and there's no celebrating, there's no high fives because that conviction doesn't bring back their loved one. But there is some semblance of justice in holding those criminals accountable. And when you have these intentional homicides, some of the most violent homicides, cop killers, people that murder women, people that sexually assaulted children, and over 200 of these have been, I think, intentional homicides. And to give the listeners a little perspective, back before we have what's called truth in sentencing, where if a judge says you go to prison for 10 years, it's generally speaking a day-for-day sentence. Back pre-2000, there was a parole that somebody could obtain after serving a quarter of that sentence. And so that would be discretionary until someone might hit, I think it's 75%. Now, in an intentional homicide, the judge might say a life sentence. Well, under that law, that didn't mean you could never get out. The law says at after serving 20 years of that sentence, you would become eligible for parole. And what that means, all these individuals that have been convicted of an intentional homicide that have been released by Tony Evers, Mandela Barnes, and that parole commission, it's discretionary, meaning they did not have to be released. And some of the factors that the commission looks at are whether it's in the interest of justice or whether it depreciates the seriousness of the offense. And in one of the cases that just comes to mind for me, just a violent, despicable murder where a man chopped a woman's head off and put her head in the stove. Mm-hmm. Nobody can look at that and say that the interest of justice, say that person should be released, and that release certainly depreciates the seriousness of the offense. And these are the realities of public safety being on the ballot, not just in our attorney general's race, but making sure that we elect a governor that's going to prioritize public safety and not political interests. And I know Tim Michaels will do that running for governor. And it is so important that we elect conservatives up and down the ballot. I think when we see Mandela Barnes and the rhetoric he's had towards law enforcement, it could not be more clear that Senator Ron Johnson needs to be reelected.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a cliche to say a dream team of candidates, but you are indeed correct. In addition to supporting and voting for Eric Toney for Attorney General, we do need to elect a Republican governor in Tim Michaels and a Republican Lieutenant Governor in Roger Roth, and of course reelect United States Senator Ron Johnson, because together you all can work together to help protect the public. And that's a part of, it's actually one of the most what's one of the top issues on voters' minds is the rise of crime here in the state of Wisconsin, and really, honestly, throughout the country.
It absolutely is. And the one thing that I've enjoyed sharing with people, because so many people across Wisconsin are concerned about the crime and they want to do something about it. And everybody listening to your show right now can do something to help make their community safer. And that's between now and Election Day. Help spread the word and talk to your friends and family, some strangers, people, you know, that you're going to church with, maybe somebody at the grocery store that you strike a conversation with, and share why public safety is on the ballot and how conservatives will fight to make Wisconsin safer, that maybe they can contact a local Republican Party and do some lip dropping, door knocking, being active on social media. If we do those things, we are going to win in November with the help of everybody across Wisconsin. And I say that because I visited 68 counties now on Saturday. I think it was Saturday. We were in Buffalo County for county number 68, and we're going to hit all 72 of them before this election is over. And I've seen the excitement and the energy to elect leaders here in Wisconsin that will actually prioritize public safety and not give it lip service.
See, you are running a marathon, Eric Toney. Thank you so much for your hard work. And as I agree, as Eric has said, the way that our listeners, the way that you all can help Eric is to do door knocking, make phone calls, put up yard signs, whatever time you can make to help these candidates get elected. Obviously, give of your resources as well. Eric, what's your website where our listeners can learn more about your campaign and donate as well?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Meg, I will not wake up on November 9th and wish I did more. And I know that your listeners don't want to wake up on November 9th and say, gee, I wish I did more as well. And so to help with that, you can go to erictoney.com. That's ericktoney.com. And if you've got some extra nickels in the couch cushion, you can go to erictoney.com/donate and make a contribution or request a yard sign, learn more information about me. And I'd love to have your support and earn your vote on November 8th.
And you're indeed correct. Public safety is on the ballot in November. Well, Eric Toney, thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to hug your mom. And
I will. Thank you, Meg.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you again soon. Got to go to a break, and I'll be right back on WSAU Feedback.